Welcome to Shom Machshava and Adav, she responds to Lui Nishmas, Ayin B'Yakov Shom, Leah Pasi Yitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvis Daf Lamites. The Gemara in Amud Aleph says that Rabbi Bibi said for Rav Nachman that Shalosh Noshim Misham Shoyis B'moich, meaning that they need to prevent themselves from getting pregnant. And those are the women, if they get pregnant, they may cause harm either to themselves or to the other baby. And Chachomim say that Achadzu V'Achadzu Mishamesh is Kedarko V'Oileches. They can have regular Tashmish, U'Mishamayim Rachel. They will have Rachamim for Shamayim, Mishu Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, Shoymer Psoim Hashem. Meaning, you live your life, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that bad things don't happen. One can rely on the Hashgacha of Hashem. So the Kribit Shurim in Masechet Ksuvos asks the question, the famous question, how can we say here Shem Psayim Hashem? If you say don't worry, Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of everything, so you'll never have a problem with Pikuach Nefesh, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of it. Why do we do Chilul Shabbos to save a person from a case of Sakana? Why don't you just say Shem Psayim Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it? And he brings a few other examples that the Gemara does rely on Shem Psayim Hashem, and how do we reconcile this idea? Says the Kavit Shurim of Big Yisoid, he says the Pshat like this. A person needs to act a normal life. A person cannot change his normal derech eretz life in order to avoid the sakana. That's not what is required from a person. You live your life. If a person can do a shmira in a way that he just has to do something that's not changing his called lifestyle, his normal way of life, then a person is mechuyav to do it. But if he needs to come and change the normal way of life, so then there's no chiyuv. Says the Kavit Shurim, that's Shad Har Gemara. In Har Gemara, you want to tell these women not to have the normal way of life of having Tashmish, the regular way. This is something we don't require someone to do. And then we say the idea of Shem Psoim Hashem. If it's only a chashash, then maybe something will happen. Maybe it will cause a sakana. You rely on the fact that Shem Psoim Hashem, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, will take care of it. You have to be Tochen Hashem. But if it's something that doesn't change the way of life, then you actually have to go and do it. And that's when it comes Shabbos, and there's a suffix sakana, you have to do Chilul Shabbos in order to try to avoid the sakana. Meaning, Shem Psoim Hashem, these words Shem Terim Hashem, is only as much as a person is living a normal life, and you don't require him to come and change his lifestyle. Now this idea of Rav Elchanan of Wasserman really fits in the Pasuk from a different angle. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Kuf Yudam with Beis brings a machlokes. What happens to children of Rishoyim, Bnei Rishay Yisrael? Do they die when they're young? Do they go to Olam Haba or not? Rav Gamliel says they don't go to Olam Haba. They're an extension of their parents, of their father. And because the father is a Rosho, the child who's underage doesn't go to Olam Haba. Comes Rav Akiva and says, they do come to Olam Haba. Sheneimar Shoimer Psoim Hashem. It says Shem Psoim Hashem, because Baruch Hu is Shoimer. It says the Gemara there, what does Psoi mean? She can koyim b'kicha yom liyinuko pasyo. Meaning you call a child with the word pese over here. Because you're talking about somebody who's innocent, who has nothing for him to stand for. He didn't do anything wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the pese of the yinuko is called pasyo. And the Maharal there adds, in the Chiddush HaGadol, that the idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a father to anybody who doesn't have his own father. He doesn't have who to rely on. You have a child whose father is a Rosha, but he didn't do anything wrong. So how will he get to Olam Haba? Shoyim Psoyim Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that anybody who doesn't have something to hold on to, he gives him the koyach, he gives him the power. According to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is what the Gemara is telling us over here, if a person lives his life, and he's a tummy, he doesn't do any changes, he just lives a normal, derech eretz life. So then you say, Shem Psoim Hashem. And as the Kavod Shurim explains, he's considered to be someone who cannot keep himself. Because one is never required to do a change in the derech eretz of his life. So mainly because he's not required to do it, how will he be saved? He is like the child that doesn't have the power to get to Olam Haba. He needs the Siyata Yishmael HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take him out, because he can't do it himself. That's what we say, Shem Psoim Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is always Shemir, the one who cannot help himself. But if one can help himself, he has to do that Hishtadlus. Anyone who wants to join the Shem Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shemachshava@gmail.com.